Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Wrestling Fans Speak Out Aftermath. I'm going solo for tonight, but this is going to be in half an hour, so why not? I can do half an hour. Probably can do half an hour in my sleep. But anyways, let's see what news we have before we get on to some of the good stuff. So I'm going to talk about a group later on that is out. Let's just say why they just came out, or why is this group, like, what impact they're going to do in the wrestling business or just wrestling in general. So we will get to that later on. So the interesting thing that I read today was about TNA, and that another network was interested in them. So let me see if I can find that, and we're going to talk about that for a bit. Let's see. There we go. Let's see. Apparently there's another network on TNA, well, for TNA, this is on Discovery Channel's other channel, with Velo City or something like that. And they got a deal lined up for them, and if they want to take it, although they say it's like under a quarter of what they earn rights fee from Spike TV, so ticket is probably not a good thing. Ignore that in the background. Just ticket this computer. Just coming up with stupid commercials. But yeah, the network has reached like up to 48 million homes and only in HD. And they're hoping that they God, I apologize to everybody, and I understand if I lost some people on the way. Unfortunately, the plug in my laptop just out of nowhere just came out. I'm starting to get sick of it, but anyways, everybody knows about TNA renewing their contract will have an extended contract with Spike TV until the end of the year. So I guess if they're going to want to see some changes towards the end of the year, but we will see. I think it was last weekend that Bully Ray had left TNA. Well, his contract expired as of this weekend, and it seems like Veva Sky is not coming back either. But if you know, well, you must know, the two are currently dating. But moving on from that, let's get to the results. I actually did watch WWE Superstars, and I know you're going to ask me why, because it was, because I was watching NXT, and plus there's nothing to watch on Thursdays anymore. Well, of course, I know SmackDown's going to be moved to Thursdays in a month or two. But, where is it? There we go. Let's see. Let me see if I can find the match. No, that's Scrawls. That is SmackDowns. We're going to talk about SmackDown, too. Let's get to Superstars. Oh, main event. So, there we go. Okay. Surprisingly, on Superstars, there was... Wait, actually, it wasn't on Superstars. It was main event. I am sorry. For main event, Sheamus versus Curtis Axel, non-title match. Sheamus did win the match. You also had Nikki Bella versus Emma. Nikki Bella won that match. Los Matadors versus Heath Slater and Titus O'Neil. Heath Slater and Titus O'Neil won that match. And it's Big Show versus Eric Roman. Unbelievable. This guy can, like, slam the Big Show like it wasn't nothing. I don't know. Just maybe sooner or later they probably push for the tag title or not. I thought I had Superstars on here, but apparently I probably don't. But this is going on top of a Friday Night SmackDown. Seth Rogen versus Jack Swagger, a challenge was made on main event that now appears on this past Friday on SmackDown. Seth Rollins won the match by countout. Rusev versus Sin Cara, kind of like a pointless match, but Rusev won by submission. Bob Van Dam versus Randy Orton ended up in a double countout. Natalya and Paige from, you know, this past Monday, not tonight, but last week Monday. Natalya wins by submission. Goldust and Stardust versus the Wyatt family. Goldust and Stardust win the match by pinfall. And the SmackDown main event was Roman Reigns versus The Miz. Roman Reigns wins by pinfall, and Randy Orton was outside the ring. So let's get to Monday Night Raw. Jack Swagger versus Rusev, of course, a rematch for SummerSlam, but unfortunately, Rusev won this one. And I guess they're trying to tease, like, because Bo Dallas did talk to Jack Swagger after this, and just the dude just get on my nerves. Well, I think this will be kind of see coming. Cesaro versus Rob Van Dam for the number one contendership for the United States title. Cesaro did win the match. Him and Sheamus did that. Well, he took the belt. Sheamus was going to give it back. And I didn't catch what happened, but I know Sheamus was going after him. He ended up getting the belt back. And I guess Cesaro was trying to taunt him. Natalya versus Paige, match number four between them. Paige won this one. After the match, AJ was going to come up to the ring, but unfortunately, Paige turned around. Natalya got her, I think, she got her spinning clothesline. And I guess they talk, and I guess they're saying they're frenemies. I guess kind of hug it out, but AJ was doing more of the hugging, and she's doing more of the hugging and kissed Paige's hand, and somebody had posted on the group was like, that could be a lesbian love scene, but the PG version of it. Some fans. The Usos versus Goldust and Stardust for the Tag Team Championship. Oh, wow, it was already top of the six. Wow. I'm sorry, this Brewer game was going a little bit fast, but anyway, Goldust and Stardust won by countout. I think it was Jay, but not Jimmy. It was Jay, the one that got an ankle injury. And Goldust and Stardust got upset and said they want a rematch, and suddenly they start gaining up on them. And I don't know if this is making them heels or whatever, but I guess we'll know more soon enough. Dolph Ziggler versus Damian Sandow, although he was dressed up as The Miz, Piccolo looking fool, in a non-title match. Dolph Ziggler did win the match. 2-on-1 handicap match, Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins and Kane. I think Roman Reigns won. I missed the last second at the end of the match, so I don't know how it ended. So I'm thinking Roman Reigns did win that match. Los Matador versus Heath Slater, Titus O'Neil, and a kind of rematch from the main event. Excuse me. Los Matadors did win that match. Kofi Kingston versus Bo Dallas. Not very much. Okay, Don decided to join us. Though she's waving the other way. But anyways, Kofi Kingston versus Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas did win the match. I guess he was kind of getting Kofi some confidence. And you and Jack Swagger both need a ball lead. Jack Swagger came out there and just kind of like a takedown slam on him. And it seems like that feud was going to start. John Cena versus Bray Wyatt. That match was like none, but maybe like, of course it was all John Cena dominating, like 98% of the match, like Cole said. But that match would end up being, I think maybe like 2 minutes. Then suddenly the Wyatt family came attacking John Cena and ended up being disqualification. Big Show and Mark Henry did came up with the, oh my God, I see what I did. On the thing, I put John Cena twice. I don't know why I did that. But it was John Cena and Big Show and Mark Henry versus the Wyatt family, with John Cena, Big Show, and Mark Henry winning that match. And after the match, they was cheering. Both Big Show and Mark Henry was on the ringside, just cheering on John Cena home while he was giving AA to all three of the Wyatt family and trying to show him being, I guess, more intense and stuff like that. So, well, let's see. How will I rate tonight's Raw? What the? Oh, that's funny. They got a thing on here on this group I'm going to talk about in a bit. It says WrestleMania 31 stage is going to be like, and then look at the Monday Night Raw stage. So otherwise, they're saying it's not going to change. Okay, that I'm talking about.
Is they playing it or something?
Yeah, just Erasing's theme music. Erasing's theme music. Okay. Okay, so I was just hearing things, but okay. Now this group, Wisconsin Wrestling Group. What is it about, and what are they all about? Although, like, WWC and WFSO are kind of like working as a little bit of a team, but we'll get to more about that sometime in the near future. But maybe explain what Wisconsin Wrestling Crew is all about. If you're familiar with Wisconsin Fans Speak Out, where we just talk about more than just wrestling, but everything that's going on in Wisconsin, like coming up events and stuff like that, this is kind of the same thing, but just more based on wrestling. Like, they show their love for wrestling in the great state we love. They will also have get-together special events and more. This is to have wrestling fans in Wisconsin stay connected. They recently had a T-shirt made, the one that I designed. Also, they can give you, just like we do, with local indie shows, like what's going on around the Wisconsin area. Also, get notifications from when WWE, ROH, or TNA would be in the Milwaukee area, Green Bay, or any other cities in Wisconsin. So, I know the group has something planned right now, and they didn't tell me much about it, but I think somewhere around by the end of the week, I believe, that we will have more information on that. Maybe we'll have more information on the next show for next week, so we will see. But anyways, join the group is a good group so far. Trying to get more members in there. Plus, if you're from the state of Wisconsin, join that group. Also, let's see, I know Ring of Honor was this past Friday and Saturday in Milwaukee and Chicago. So, Tommaso Ciampa, I guess he attacked the officials after the match and ended up getting, apparently he got suspended indefinitely. They didn't say how long he's going to be suspended, but they did suspend him after his match with Michael Elgin. And I'm guessing that this TV taping of both Death Before Dishonor will be on, I'll say, within sometime next month, around this time next month. So just look out for that episode if you got Ring of Honor on your local TV programming. Let's see. Is there anything else we can talk about? Is there anything you want to add?
No.
Okay, well, we can do this quick because I know we didn't do this in a long time. So, male and female, wrestler of the week, who's yours? You can do it from each company or just do it all in general. Okay, AJ Lee for Women Wrestler of the Week. Okay, I can understand that. They recently won the IC title and finally they're giving them a break, so fair enough. Okay, mine's for the women, it would have to be a three-way tie. with Gail Kim, AJ Lee, and Paige. The crazy thing, that storyline is like, I'm really digging it. So, anyways, that's a good thing. You're digging the storyline, so that's good. Gail Kim, of course, showing her dominance that she's one of the best women wrestlers on the planet. Yep, they got some runs. Nice. For a male, I would have to say, I'll give it to Roman Reigns. Yeah, it was going to be a choice between Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns. I'm going to give it to Roman Reigns. So, there you go. That's our this week's Wrestlers of the Week, and hopefully we can do more of that pretty soon. SSW is going on in Kenosha. I know we don't have much time. Anyways, welcome to our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. You can get more information about WWC, also all events that's going around the rest of this month, and all that good stuff. But from all of us here, we will have to say good night and listen to Hazel Runs Her Mouth show this Wednesday. I don't know what she's going to talk about, but she's going to talk about something. But also, the Smart Slates on Thursdays, 10 p.m. Central Time. And, oh, yeah, Hazel shows, 9 p.m. Central Time. So check those shows up on this same station. Good night, everybody.